are good all the time. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for being able to worship you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity of gathering together and studying this phenomenal epistle that really, Father, opens up our hearts and understanding to you in great and mighty ways. We ask now that, Father, that you would guide, anoint, and bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, turning your Bibles to the book of Romans in chapter 5. We are completed already, or we have completed verses 1 through 6. But a quick review will remind us that everything that we have looked at so far coming up to this point, when it says in verse 1, therefore, which means because of these things prior to this, these things are now going to begin to develop and take place in our life. Verses 1 through 11 are really a review of everything that we have covered so far, plus teaching us the stand that we have in Christ. Let's just do a very quick review of verses 1 through 5 and then pick it up where we left off. It says, therefore, having been justified — the word justified means just as if it never happened. It means our sin in God's eyes, the sins that you committed a year ago, the sins you committed today, if you've asked God to forgive you, and we all do, amen, God looks at it as just as if it never happened. And how did that happen? By faith. We went ahead, and when we studied this, we went to, and you can jot this down and read it later, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, shows us that faith brings salvation to us. And because of that, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice it says a peace with God. That's our standing. The war is over. We will see that. That's different than we looked at of the peace of God. You can jot this down. Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7 brings the peace of God in our life. And there's a difference. It's more of a reap what you sow concept. If you do these things that are there in verse 6 of Philippians 4, then verse 7, the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And now we know that it's through Christ Jesus our Lord, verse 2, through whom also we have access by faith into the grace. That means we can go into the presence of God, not because of what we have done, but by the grace of God where we stand. And we rejoice or have great joy in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, verse 3, but we also glory. Now remember, I shared with you, rejoice in verse 2, and glory is the same Greek word. It means that you have a rejoicing, giving glory to God, a joy in your life. And it says in verse 3, and not only that, we also have glory. We rejoice in what? Tribulation, trials. Well, wait a minute, I don't like that verse. Well, we looked at why we like it last week, where it talked about how tribulations, we understand, produces perseverance. You know, we hang in there, you know, in Christ. And that perseverance develops maturity, character, experience. And that character develops hope. And that's something that we certainly need in our life, is the hope of God. It's so vitally